Whenever we're presented with something that we don't understand, what is our reaction? You know, we have somebody tells us something, or we see or hear something, and we don't understand quite what's going on. Hopefully, when we are in those situations, we're going to try to understand. We're going to take a look at what we've heard, take a look at what we've been told, and we're going to try to understand it. Unfortunately, it doesn't always happen that way. When something comes up that we don't quite understand, some news or some information or whatever, we don't understand it. What do? Perhaps we ignore it. We just, well, that's none of my business. I'm not worried about that. I don't care. You know, it's the quick answer and move on. You're like, eh, whatever, I don't care. You know, that's kind of like King Ahaz in the first reading. He didn't understand why the prophet Isaiah wanted him to have a sign, wanted him to pick a sign. After all, you don't tempt God, right? So that's what he does. He says, I will not tempt the Lord. Don't make me do that. I don't care. Leave me alone. And of course, that's what he's saying. You know, he's saying to the prophet, just leave me alone. I don't care. Perhaps, though, we do something worse than just ignore it. We get upset. We disagree. We disagree with what we've heard. That's not right. That can't be right. How can that person say that? How can that person ask that of me? Because after all, we don't want to look foolish. We don't want to look like we're ignorant, like we don't understand. You know, why are you even asking me? Just go away. They might think there's something wrong with us. These are natural reactions. And unfortunately, we see this last reaction in the church quite a bit. Look at popular opinion polls about the teachings of the church. Now, mind you, of course, the church's teachings aren't subject to popular opinion polls, and yet there are still popular opinion polls about the church's teaching. The church is going to teach what it teaches at all times, whether or not people like it. But we see a lot of Catholics in these polls who don't understand church teaching. They don't understand what the church says and why she says it. And so they have the natural tendency, if it's something they don't understand and they don't like it, they're going to disagree with it. You know, how many Catholics do you think really understand why it is so important to come to Mass? Why it is so important to regularly receive the sacrament of confession? Well, you know, if you look at some of the statistics, it's as high as 75% of Catholics in the United States do not attend Mass weekly. The number, it's less numbers. I think it's about 50-50 for those who go once a month. But it's still, that's incredible. One of the central tenets of our faith, weekly Mass attendance, and 75% of Catholics don't do it. Don't go to Mass. How about issues of marriage and sexuality? Of course, always a very hot-button topic in our culture today, in our world today. You see it all over the place. Anywhere from 50 to 65% of Catholics, depending on the survey, of course, support same-sex so-called marriage throughout the country. Our divorce rates are a little better than national, but they're still kind of high for Catholics. It shouldn't be that high, but it is. And on through all the moral and spiritual teachings of the church. We as Catholics haven't taken the time to understand the church's teachings and why she teaches them. And that's why so many Catholics dissent. They understand other things. Now, we all have things we don't understand. We all have things in the church we don't understand. We all have things in the world we don't understand. We all have things in our community we don't understand. We don't understand why other people do what they do. We don't understand why other people say what they say. As disciples, we're called not to react with anger, not to react with ignorance, to allow that ignorance remain, but to seek to understand. To be like St. Joseph in our gospel today. He didn't understand how his wife-to-be became pregnant. That wasn't supposed to have happened yet. They hadn't gone through the act to cause that yet. So, naturally, he assumed she had an affair on him before they were even married. And he sought, being faithful to the old covenant, to the old covenant law, he sought to divorce her. But to do so quietly, not to make a big public show out of it, not try to make a big deal out of it, but out of respect for her, he tried to do it quietly. Even if he was probably hurt. I mean, you can imagine the emotions that St. Joseph was going through at that moment. But then he had that vision of the angel. And the angel helped him to understand. He sought understanding and he received it. Now, perhaps he didn't completely understand everything the angel said to him. Perhaps he didn't completely understand all that was going to happen. But he was obedient. God commanded him to be the earthly father of the Son of God. And he accepted it. That's how we are to do it. We are to seek understanding while remaining obedient to the church's teaching. This idea that you dissent from the church's teaching, unless you completely understand and agree, is not Catholic. That's never been a Catholic position. That's a position that's selfish. That's a position that's worldly. That's the position of opinion polls. We are called to obey the church's teachings because they are the teachings which come to us from Christ. Now, this is not blind obedience. We should never have blind obedience. If there are areas of church teaching we don't understand, we need to seek that understanding. We may need to make the effort to learn and grow and to understand, to seek that why the church teaches as she does. There's always an answer to that question. You know, I know a lot of you parents, you know that question well, generally about 2-year-old, 3-year-old. Why? We need to be the same way when it comes to church teaching. Why does the church teach this? Why does the church teach that? Why does the church do this? Why does the church do that? And ask that question in seeking that understanding. As St. Paul said in the second reading, through him we have received the grace of apostleship, to bring about the obedience of faith for the sake of his name. We as disciples are called to obey what Christ has revealed through his church and to do so out of love for him. To do so because we love our Lord and we desire to serve him with our whole heart. And we truly do not love him if we decide we're going to go another way. Because we are telling him, I will not obey. I will not listen to you. Fortunately, we have the Holy Spirit who gives us the grace to seek that understanding. We just have to ask. The Holy Spirit will always lead us to Christ's teaching. Always. We just have to ask. Now, this is when being a disciple is the most difficult, because we need to set ourselves aside. We need to put ourselves away. And to listen to Christ, to allow the Holy Spirit to work in us. It may be the most difficult, but it's also the most grace-filled. Because it is at these moments when we say, Lord, I do not understand, but I will follow, that we are the most faithful to our Lord. So may we seek that understanding as St. Joseph did. And as we seek that understanding, may we truly be obedient to our Lord, as to show our love for him.